פרק רביעי הלכה בייז מסכת מייסי שני דף חוף בייז אמר אלף בעל הבית אומר בסלע ואחר אומר בסלע בעל הבית קודם מפני שהוא מוסיף חומש. If you now have two people, remember that the Bala Bayis is always mostly an additional 20%, 25% of the original amount. So now, if we have two people who are willing now to be paid at something, we had the same discussion about a pigeon of kutchin. So here it turns out that if you have two possibilities, we prefer that the Bala Bayis would be the one to be poda because he's going to be Mosif, which is the Revach now of Hegdash. If the Bala Bayis is under the Sela, Vachrom of the Sela V'Yisr, and so Sela V'Yisr called him Yisrael Mosif Alakterim. Nonetheless, even in Yisr, which is only a 96th of the Sela, it's certainly not a Chomish, a tiny bit. Nonetheless, the Karen being more is more valuable to us than ultimately the fact that the Bala Bayis is Mosif Chomesh, because the Gemara is going to explain why a Karen is more Hashivas for the Pidyon than the actual Chomesh. Hapoda Mosifeni Shalom Mosif Alof Chamishi To Ben Shu Shalom Ben Shlitan Lo Matana. Because Allah is that somebody thought his own thing is Mosif Chomesh. Chomesh again means Milabar, not Milagat. It's really 25%. And this is true whether he grew this, whether it was given to the Matana. I mean, he, as the owner, is the one that's Chayav, not he as the grower. He is the original one who became Chayav in the Mosif. Ask the Gemara, why is it that the Sela of the Israel is more? It's a lot more money to be Mosif to Chomesh than to pay an additional 96. So what's the difference if he's being Mosif Alakaran? It's really because it's possible to be married, as I'm going to have a whole mission later to explain how to do a haroma that you don't have to pay for your Chomesh. So we'd rather, in fact, see the chashivas of the actual price than of something that it's possible to get out of. Then we say, "Shall celebrate the kodesh as neshu mosif al hakeren." Rabbi Yaakov Bar Ibi, b'shem Rabbi Simoi, kol ma'aser sheni sheim b'karnosh avukruta inu mosif chomesh. First of all, there's no din of if it's less than four prutas, which means that the chomesh is worth less than a Shavu Pruta, then there's no din of being Mosif Chomesh, because if anything that's less than a Shavu Pruta doesn't have real value. If Yosef Rebbe Simon, B'Shem, I'm not sure what this is, this is Rebbe Yochanan, I know. Kol Ma'aser Sheni She'en B'Chum Shal Shavu Pruta, Eino Mosif Chomesh. If there was She'en Bekarno Shavakruta, that's to try to explain. Shem Bekarno Shavakruta in the Mosif Chomesh, because it's not, you don't start with money. He's saying that only if the Chomesh wasn't the Shavakruta, you know, Mosif Chomesh. I forgot we're talking about. I explained the second chapter for the first chapter, probably. Hasid Rabbi Boba Momo. But I mean, a Chomesh Kruta thing. The Mishnah says that there's five Krutas, and over there, it does not list this one, but you need to have the Shavu Pruta in your Chomesh. So this may change. Why doesn't it say over there six, and including this case also of Shavu Pruta al Dais of the Rebbe Simoi, so which means that according to him it should say the Karno Shomaita Sheni has to be Shavu Pruta, or you could say Sheva. And I'll die to the opening over here, because the Chomesh of the Mighty Shem itself has to be Shavu Pruta.
And you would certainly agree that the Karen has to be.
Well, you would hear that sound, that you can't be part of the Karen. Even the Karen over there, but it's not Tophis, to be honest. And we had yesterday. The Od bin Hada Domer of Yossi, B'Shem Rabbi Mona, Batam, Kamer, B'Yavu, B'Shem Rabbi Yochanan. In Karka Nikna, The prophet's mishava could. What about this other case also? Karka can't be mishnah, prophet's mishava kuta. Tanya, also I should say not for od minhada, but rather tanya minhada. Ma'isasheni she'en damav yiduin. Dayo she'yomar hu v'chum shol m'chulal ha'shava kuta. How about if you don't know what it is? It's just worth some small amount. So you can say hu v'chum shol should be m'chulal even on something that is worth more than a shava kuta. I thought you can't, I mean, if it's an income of you doing it, could be something that's worth less than a shava kuta at all. According to this, you shouldn't be able to do it at all the way Rabbi Yossi had understood it, because it's not valid worth a shava kuta. But that he can explain. Rabbi Yossi b'shem Rabbi can explain. Rabbi Yonah b'shem Rabbi Zeira, so that's talking about where you had a sela chamura, is what it means. In other words, you already had a sela that had Maisa Sheni on it. You don't have to be toe-faced. This cell of Gedushas Meister Sheni. This is what we do when we, you know, subscribe to the Meister Center. So even though we're going to be taught of something that's worth less than Shava Kuta, but that's because it's already with Tophis Fidyona on the cell. You're adding. That's okay. That's not what we're referring to. So here's talking about Tophis Fidyona Meister Sheni, not Jesus. Because even in that, Yevsha Shalom Yeshav Chulun Kol Shehu. Even when the Chatzil, you went and you were taught on the cell, you were taught according to the amount of the value. So you weren't exact with the amount of the value. Probably left over a little bit of money. Okay? So if there's still a kuta left on that cell, that's what we say, al kuta sheyesh li b'madbeah, or sheyesh lahem b'madbeah. Omer v'yosaran, hegdesh, shabduyav yeser, yoser al-damav, tafas takol. Maisa sheni shabduyav yeser al-damav, lo tafas takol. So v'yosaran, because the fact is a difference. If somebody went ahead and was put a hegdish for more than its value on a coin, then the whole coin is hegdish. So don't say there's chulin in the coin. But by sheni that you were put more than your value, there's chulin on the coin. And that's what we're relying on over here. Why is it? Ma ben hegdish, ma ben maisha sheni. On the reality, she came adam matzuri, we got mar ben hegdish. There's no problem with hegdish. A person can be magdish his money to hegdish also. So when he's being told that, he doesn't know. Whatever is more, he doesn't know which part is full and which part is hegdish. So say he wanted to give the coin directly to hegdish, he could have given the coin directly to hegdish. So here when he says that, being part of this coin, he means that this coin should be hegdish now instead of this, and then I'm giving all things to hegdish. If I'm giving all things to hegdish, anyway the coin becomes hegdish. Now gave him a Maisa Sheni, he can't make more than the Kedushas of Maisa Sheni on it. He can't be arbitrarily. You can't go ahead and say, I want this to be cut as for Jujub Aishashem. So what does that call? Rabbi Zira, boy, can they let the army? Nivdako Toaisha, what would be? You're saying, the Adam is Matri. Suppose we ask him, and we say to him, did you have in mind to be Marba and to give the coin to Hegdash even if it was worth more? And he says, no, I didn't. Vama lo, lo the Kafir's Kavanti, I didn't. So, I mean, then you're saying that in such a case, what? Halach is the pigeon isn't? The bride says it's fine. It's not no matter what the case is. Or Marlay, no, look at you go. Fine. If you want to go ahead and ask the guy, go ahead and ask the guy. Well, what's your problem? You're not the army in that case, so there wouldn't be the whole thing wouldn't be cottage. We're talking about minutes down. You know, I'm a queer to ask the guy, and we have a chazorka. This is what a person means. If a person comes along and says, no, it's not, but it's still fine, so it's not what he meant. So what kind of question is that? It's not something I have to go to be Mavar, that the mission should tell me, go and ask the guy. Rabbi Yonah boy, Kimanda Amar, take out the word Eno. Kimanda Amar, Kimichasav. Remember that we have the Machlokes before whether Mammon of Maisa Sheni is Mammon Hedget, meaning Kimichasav, or Mammon Maisa Sheni is Mammon Gavoa. So when we're saying over here, is this, according to my Yomar holds that Mammon of Maisa Sheni is Mammon Hedget. So I understand that's why there's a difference between Hedget and Maisa Sheni, right? One is Gavoa and one is his own. No. Mammon Yomar Nichasav.
And then? You have going
to command the number. No, that's my problem. I'm sorry. I skipped. Sorry. You just have to reverse the Eno with me. Rabbi Yonah boy, command Yomar, when I was talking about the next Kinnikasav, I skipped back. So here we have to switch the eino, in other words. Command the Omar eino kinechasa, so I should say. You do have eino kinechasa.
Right.
Okay, all right, fine. I mean, it's a machlokas, it's a medicine regards to them. Fine, so then you have it, well, then let's get Darsh. With Yonaboy, command the Omar, you have it taken out or in?
Yes,
it's
in.
Okay, so then the Gro took it out, fine. So if you command the Omar, you have it taken out. Command the Omar, in on the Fasavu, ma de nekish babi maiti shemi. If you hold it, kinechasav, so then I understand the difference. But if you hold it, command the Omar, who says, is it just the way I said it originally? You're making me confused. I said, Eino is going to cut that first. Oh, I'm sorry. Okay. But I explained it by saying, I am saying it, take out the Eino. I'm saying that. So what would I do different?
To the Mabe Hektis, and we had another sentence before then at the other side.
No, but I explained it in English. I mean, but I said it, I just didn't say it in English. Let me confuse. Sorry, guys. Command the Omar Kinechasav. I understand this mishnah, the difference between English and Maitashemi, if Maitashemi is my own. Command the Omar Eino Kinechasav. You're going to tell me that Maitashemi is also Mamon Gavoa. That means that Maitashemi is English, right? So what's not committed between Hegdus and Maitashemi? Mabe Hegdus, Mabe Maitashemi. Omar Abiyoski, I don't understand what the question is. I explained that already. Look, King Swahid Matayma. It's very simple. What's the difference whether it's your money technically or whether it's Hegdish's money? That's not the issue over here. The issue is, do you have the chaos to be Marva? You can be Marva Begdesho, but you cannot be Marva with your Meister. That has nothing to do with this, the question of whether it's Momon Gavo or Momon Hegdish. Homer of the Open. Hegdesh Padui, in the case of Hegdesh Piduya Velosi Kromesh, Hegdesh Padui, if you went ahead and were Magdish, and I mean, you were Poda without the most of Kromesh, it's not Mahakis, the Kromesh. Maitashemi Shepadio Velosi Kromesh, Haleza Eno Padui. Masha'in came by Maitashemi, it's not Padui. Why? Mavi Hegdesh Mavi Maitashemi, once we're already on the topic of differences between the two. I'm ready to law. The difference is that Hegdesh Yeshlo Tovim. Hegdesh has a gizbar. So the gizbar ultimately is going to collect the chomesh. And therefore, we're not concerned that you're going to get away with murder. So Maitashani and Lo Tovim. So if we wouldn't have made a takona to the Rabbana, that the chomesh would be ma'ak, the pigeon you'd end up never giving the pigeon, never giving the chomesh. And Mela, in order to make sure that you give the chomesh, we don't allow you to eat the Maitashemi Peros until you in fact were Moses Chomesh and repose it. With Yonaboy, command the Omar again, Kinechasav. Baram, command the Omar Eino Nechasavu, Mabein Egdish, Mabein Maitashemi. He asked again without knowing the time. So he said, Lechora, this case that distinguishes between Egdish and between Pidyon with the Chomesh, Pidyon without a Chomesh, between Egdish, between Maitashemi, has to be assuming that there's a difference between Agnes and Maisha Shani, in which case it must be going according to Mag Yomar, who holds that it's Momon Heget. Otherwise, it's the same thing. Said Rabbi Yossi, why is it the same thing? We all explained, Lo Karitma, Taima, is that Hegdish Yeshua, doesn't Maisha Shani, no Togen, which case has nothing to do with its status of being Momon Heget, the Momon Gavoa. Apodem Maaseh Shani Shalom, Motif Alot Hamishito, says the Mishnah finally, Now the Chora Matnita the Rebbe Meir. The Rebbe Meir owner ain Matana Kemeka. So even though we said before that Maitashemi you're not allowed to sell, but you can give it the Matana. So he distinguished originally between Matana and Mecha. So the Mishnah that says whether it was given to him the Matana, which is mashma that it can be given the Matana, is going only on the Rebbe Meir, right? Because the Shaila was, can you, the Mishnah of the first section, you cannot give Maitashemi the Matana. It was Rebbe Meir who said there's a difference between Matana and Mecher, and that's dependent on the machlokas of Matana and Mecher in general, Agabi Yovel. That's the machlokes Rabbi Meir Nechachonim, not in our Masechta. The general machlokes Rabbi Meir Nechachonim is if somebody deed it to you as a gift, a piece of property, whether it's chazer b'yayvon, or whether a matan is the same thing as a matan. Rabbi Meir holds it's not chazer b'yayvon. So according to him, he would also be the, we were medayik before in the first part, that he was the one that must have been saying that you would be able to give Meir Shemir matan. It's not like matan. He certainly can't do business with it. So here the Mishnah is just saying a separate portion. That even if it's given to you for matanah, you just look at something to buy in the cup. According to Chachom, you can't give it for matanah. Unless you're going with Rabbi Meir. Says Rabbi Yonah, no. Tivrei HaKoli, maybe it's not talking about giving it as Meir Sheni. Maybe it's talking about people have the payroll change for Rima Meir. It could be talking about over here whether you got the payroll original, and nobody argues you can give Tevel the matanah. The question only is, once you made it by Tashani, you can give it a matanah. Maybe that's all the Mishnah means. Is if somebody gives you his payrus, which is Tevel, so you become now the Baal, and when you take off the by Tashani, you have to go to Cholich. Matanima. I've heard in that the Ravoy Shalom, mostly Falak Hamishin Tel, he's like the name of the payrus and Tulin, the by Tashani. When it says later on that somebody's been heard in that the Ravoy, that he is there says exactly the same lashon. Ben shalom, ben shemitam, lo b'matana. How exactly does that work? You can't say that he was given to him as when they were tefulin l'mayt hasheni, but to mean l'mayt the ravoy. I mean, what would be the case over there? What are you going to say that shenot nulo net the ravoy? In other words, net the ravoy is a status. It has nothing to do with making it Netzer Avoy. You don't turn something into Netzer Avoy. He said, it must be. You gave him Netzer Avoy. So if you gave him the Matanah, Netzer Avoy is the same thing as Meir Sheni. So if you can't give Netzer, if you can give Netzer Avoy the Matanah, so then by extension in our mission, it's not talking about giving payrolls tool of Meir Sheni. It's talking about mommy giving Meir Sheni. In which case, we'll call it. It has to be going right where they may. So that doesn't mean that Netzer Avoy has no. So going in. Over there in Afinani, well, and that's a Ravoy Atzmo. There, obviously, we gave Netzer Avoy, it means it was Netzer Avoy from the beginning. The Netzer Avoy in Afinani is got to be going according to Rabbi Meir. Halka, now changing over here, Meiser Avisov Chameima. The Mishnah, therefore, if you agree that that's Netzer Avoy, then you're gonna be forced to end up admitting that it's Rabbi Meir, because otherwise you're gonna end up saying one mission is Ali Bilah Hakam and one mission is Ali Rabbi Meir. So therefore it's reasonable to say, isn't it another Rabbi Asma? So then Tov Kameimar, the end result is you're not gaining anything trying to catch her eye over here, that's trying to pull the Alma. It's talking about Paris Tulum. You're gonna be forced, the end result is Tov Kameimar. That's what it means. The end result is anyway you're going to be forced to come up to Rabbi Meir. So what are you going to do about it? You might as well learn that our mission is the same as the mission of Netzer Avoy. And you actually gave him the payrus of Meir Sheni, not Tevel.
And if there's no proof that it's in the focus, it's just saying that it's Rabbi Meir.
Yeah, of course. Okay. We never thought it was proof if you said it was going to be Rabbi Meir.